1 Kings 7. Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished his entire house. He built the house of the forest of the Lebanon, 100 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high, built on four rows of cedar pillars with cedar beams on the pillars. It was roofed with cedar on the 45 rafters, 15 in each row, which were on the pillars. There were window frames in the three rows, facing each other in the three rows. All the doorways and doorposts had four-sided frames, opposite, facing each other in the three rows. He made the hall of pillars 50 cubits long and 30 cubits wide. There was a porch in front with pillars and a canopy in front of them. He made the hall of the throne where he was to pronounce judgment, the hall of justice covered with cedar from floor to floor. His own house where he would reside in the other court back of the hall was of the same construction. Solomon also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken in marriage. All these were made of costly stones, cut according to measure, sawed with saws back and front, from the foundation to the coping, and from outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, huge stones of 8 and 10 cubits. There were costly stones above, cut to measure, and cedar wood. The great court had three courses of dressed stone to one layer of cedar beams all around. So had the inner court of the house of the Lord and the vestibule of the house. Now King Solomon invited and received Hiram from Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, whose father, a man of Tyre, had been an artisan in bronze. He was full of skill, intelligence, and knowledge in working bronze. He came to King Solomon and did all his work. He cast two pillars of bronze. 18 cubits was the height of the one, and a cord of 12 cubits would encircle it. The second pillar was the same. He also made two capitals of molten bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were nets of checkerwork with wreaths of chainwork for the capitals on the tops of the pillars, 7 for the one capital and 7 for the other capital. He made the columns with 2 rows around each latticework to cover the capitals that were above the pomegranates. He did the same with the other capital. Now the capitals that were on the tops of the pillars in the vestibule were of lily work, 4 cubits high. The capitals were on the 2 pillars and also above the rounded projection that was beside the lattice work. There were 200 pomegranates in rows all around, and so with the other capital. He set up the pillars at the vestibule of the temple. He set up the pillar on the south side and called it Jachin. And he set up the pillar on the north and called it Boaz. On the tops of the pillars was lily work. Thus the work of the pillars was finished. Then he made the molten sea. It was round, 10 cubits from brim to brim and 5 cubits high. A line of 30 cubits would encircle it completely. Under its brim were panels all around it, each of 10 cubits surrounding the sea. There were 2 rows of panels, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them. The hindquarters of each were toward the inside. Its thickness was a handbreadth. Its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 2,000 baths. He also made the 10 stands of bronze. Each stand was 4 cubits long, 4 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. This was the construction of the stands. They had borders. The borders were within the frames. On the borders that were set in the frames were lions, oxen, and cherubim. On the frames, both above and below the lions and oxen, there were wreaths of beveled work. Each stand had 4 bronze wheels and axles of bronze. At the 4 corners were supports for a basin. The supports were cast with wreaths at the side of each. Its opening was within the crown, whose height was 1 cubit. Its opening was round as a pedestal is made. It was 1.5 cubits wide. At its opening, there were carvings. Its borders were 4-sided, not round. The 4 wheels were underneath the borders. The axles of the wheels were in the stands, and the height of a wheel was 1.5 cubits. The wheels were made like a chariot wheel. Their axles, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all cast. There were 4 supports at the 4 corners of each stand. The supports were of 1 piece with the stands. On the top of the stand, there was a round band half a cubit high. On the top of the stand, its stays and its borders were of one piece with it. On the surfaces of its stays and on its borders, he carved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, where each had space with wreaths all around. In this way, he made the 10 stands. All of them were cast alike, with the same size and the same form. He made 10 basins of bronze. Each basin held 40 baths. Each basin measured 4 cubits. There was a basin for each of the 10 stands. He set 5 of the stands on the south side of the house, and 5 on the north side of the house. He set the sea on the southeast corner of the house. Hiram also made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram finished all the work that he did for King Solomon on the house of the Lord: the 2 pillars, the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the tops of the pillars, the 2 lattice works to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the tops of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars, the 10 stands, the 10 basins on the stands, the 1 sea and the 12 oxen underneath the sea. The pots, the shovels, and the basins, all these vessels that Hiram made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord, were of burnished bronze. In the plain of the Jordan, the king cast them in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because there were so many of them. The weight of the bronze was not determined. So Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of the Lord: the golden altar, the golden table for the bread of the presence, the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north, in front of the inner sanctuary, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of gold, the cups, snuffers, basins, dishes for incense, and fire pans of pure gold, the sockets for the doors of the innermost part of the house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the nave of the temple, of gold. Thus all the work that King Solomon did on the house of the Lord was finished. Solomon brought in the things that his father David had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and the vessels, and stored them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord.